It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. There was a national spotlight last week on the Iowa legislature as gun bills came up. Especially, there was one that The Daily Show with Trevor Noah happened to notice.
This week, Iowa lawmakers sent a bill to the state Senate that would allow children under the age of 14 to shoot handguns.
Yay! Finally! Kids under 14 will get to use handguns! Aww.
With me, as she is most Mondays, to talk about the week ahead at the legislature is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Hello, Clay.
So what do you expect to come out of this year's legislative session when it comes to gun bills? Set the record straight for us.
Well, the one bill that could pass both chambers is the one that would legalize gun suppressors. Last year, when the House sent over their wide-ranging gun bill to the Senate, legalizing gun suppressors was the main thing that the Senate could go along with. The bill you mentioned would allow children under 14 to handle handguns under the supervision of a parent. Current law allows that for long guns. The gun rights backers say this should be a parent's decision, but really, to be fair, they just don't like restrictions on guns, or in their words, on Second Amendment rights. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there's no way this is going to pass the Senate.
Okay. What about this one where Democrats want gun owners to show proficiency before acquiring or renewing a permit to carry a concealed weapon?
Well, this goes back to the bill that was passed 5 years ago that made it harder for county sheriffs to deny weapons permits. Weapons permits, by the way, have soared since that was passed. But Democrats say when they signed on to that, they thought that proficiency training would be required to get a permit. They say that at the time, the NRA safety course included proficiency training, but the NRA dropped that from their requirements. So the Democrats want to put that in law, and they've attached that to another gun bill that came over from the House. And the Democrats say, if you want that gun bill, you're going to have to go along with the proficiency training.
Okay, moving on to something else. There was a vote on Medicaid oversight in the Iowa Senate. Privatization of the management of Medicaid now is less than a month away. Again, a reminder, Medicaid is that joint federal-state health care program for the poor and disabled. Now, is this kind of the only thing that Democrats can do to try to control Medicaid in the state?
Well, they said as much in debate on the Senate floor on the bill to create more oversight. They said, this is a done deal. Now we have to do what we can to protect families on Medicaid under this new system. In that debate, there were more personal stories about families handling serious disabilities and fears about how they'll fare under privatization. But the bill would beef up the role of the Health Policy Oversight Committee, and it would also create a special fund that would take any savings from privatization and reinvest it in the Medicaid program.
It's also that time of year where we can talk about education spending. The House and Senate, year after year, when we have Democrats in charge of the Senate and control of the House to Republicans, there is a dispute over school aid. What's keeping them from settling it this time?
Well, as you say, and as we've been saying on a weekly basis, the House and Senate disagree over basic state school aid, how much of a raise to give schools. And that's a decision they should have made last year, and it's one that school districts are anxiously awaiting. It's a matter of settling on a number, but to answer your question, we're told that some other education funding issues are complicating the discussion. A possible example of that might be whether schools need $10 million to start to get ready for next summer, when there will be mandatory summer school for third graders not reading at grade level. So there's disagreement over whether schools need that money now or if it could wait till next year's legislature. And I think that might be an example of what they mean when they say there are other education funding issues complicating the discussion.
Okay. Today at noon, it's River to River, Legislative Monday. What's on the show today?
Well, we're going to be talking about some of this year's transportation bills, including bicycle safety, and another bill to eliminate the requirement for a front license plate that would affect all of us drivers. And we'll also get an update on last year's increase in the gas tax 1 year out.
Seems like so long ago. Thanks, Joyce.
Okay, thank you.